It is the radio segment that Harvard University has started teaching a class on.
Whoa!
It's called The Laser and How It's Saving the Environment.
Oh.
Laser Stories, the segment where we read weird news stories from around the globe, just like every other radio show does, except we have a laser, and those other idiots don't. This first laser story is out of Phoenix, Arizona. 28-year-old Marwan Abadi and 29-year-old Salma Horay were spotted stealing merchandise from a local gas station, and when the clerk yelled at them to stop, they took off on foot. Before they knew it, the cops had arrived, and the two friends ran into an adjacent building and then jumped the fence to get away.
Okay.
Whoa.
But apparently they didn't see the big sign in front because they ended up jumping into the parking lot of a police station.
Oh, my God. I feel like this happens so much in laser stories. Like, why are so many people robbing things so close to police stations?
I used to think being a cop would be a hard job, but it sounds pretty easy these days. Apparently, they didn't see that big sign, and it was basically next door to the gas station, so I guess that's how cops got there so quickly.
Yeah.
Salma tried to hide under a police car, but got arrested.
God, you know she's thinking, I have the worst luck.
Marwan jumped back over the fence and got arrested on the street outside the station. They're facing shoplifting and drugs charges, plus a third charge for trespassing on police property when they scaled that fence. This next laser story is out of jolly old London town. An 88-year-old guy named John Nixon recently saw a woman being robbed on the street by five guys in their 20s who wanted her purse.
Ain't nobody got time for that.
So he yelled at the young thugs to leave her alone, which got their attention. And the men replied by saying they'd take his money instead.
What?
But they said it in an English accent, so you know it sounded cool.
All right, chop.
But what those five guys didn't know was that John fought in Korea and trained as a commando and did intelligence gathering in Germany, Egypt, and the Middle East.
Yeah, don't mess with John.
Dang.
He's basically Liam Neeson.
Yeah.
He says his training kicked in and he decided that he would take all five of them down.
I bet he felt so exhilarated and, like, young.
When they tried to take his money, he karate chopped one in the neck.
Awesome. Kapuya! Kapuya!
Yeah.
Then he knocked one other guy down and left him in a, quote, semi-conscious state. Apparently that scared the other three and they took off. One of them pulled out a pocket knife, though, and slashed John's hand before he ran away. He also suffered a small cut to his forehead, but the woman kept her purse and the cops applauded John for his, quote, extraordinary bravery.
Yes.
Afterwards, John told a local newspaper that young guys like that always act brave, but probably didn't expect somebody his age to fight back, adding that, quote, fear is not in my dictionary. Dude, this guy he's a walking action movie.
Yeah, so right?
Cool. What's that? You're stealing a purse? I know I'm English, and I'm speaking like this, but fear is not in my dictionary.
Oh my God, I want him to be my grandpa.
I don't.
What, you're scared of him?
Yeah. This next laser story is out of rideshare headquarters. A 23-year-old guy named Kenny Bachman was doing some heavy drinking while visiting friends in West Virginia last week. And on Friday night, he tried to take an Uber back to his friend's place, but blacked out in the back of the car. When he woke up, his Uber driver told him that they were still about an hour away from his destination, which didn't make sense. Then Kenny figured out what happened. Apparently, he punched his home address into the app instead of using his friend's address. And without questioning it, the Uber driver drove him the entire way from West Virginia to New Jersey.
Oh my God!
What?
Dude.
Uber driver would be like, hey, man.
Yeah, are you sure this is what you meant?
Yeah.
Like, that's a rude...
That's a long drive.
According to Google Maps, they crossed through at least four states, and his final fare was more than $1,600.
Hey, maybe you shouldn't pass out in the back of Uber cars.
Oh,
yeah,
man.
It would have been about $800, but Kenny accidentally ordered an Uber XL.
Shut up.
The more expensive, bigger car.
I've actually done that for like four blocks, and I was upset at myself. Not for, what did you say,
four
three?
States.
Yeah.
Yeah, and since he was almost there when he woke up, he had no choice but to pay for it. Now Kenny says the whole thing is pretty embarrassing. And he even has to head back to West Virginia to pick up his bags. No word on if he's going to use Uber for that or what he's going to do.
He could have gone to Europe twice for that much money.
First class.
Yeah.
This next laser story is out of Paradise Valley, Arizona. A woman named Linda Fine recently made a $1.8 million offer on a spectacular home.
Oh, must be nice to be able to do that, Linda Fine.
And her real estate agent casually mentioned that the couple who was selling was in the entertainment industry. Well, Linda decided to research them, and it turns out the real estate agent was using the term entertainment industry loosely.
Okay.
The couple runs an adult site called Wifey's World.
Oh, shut up.
I was thinking it's like, hey, this is, you know, an actor's house.
Oh, my gosh.
Yep, and they've been using that home to make videos for their website for 20 years.
Oh yeah. Oh,
no. So that home is very well known very well used.
A tradition of excellence in that home. And Linda decided that wouldn't work for her, saying, quote, I just can't make Thanksgiving dinner on counters where a porn star has been lounging around. So she pulled the offer, and now the house is back on the market if you are interested.
Okay, well, some people would like that for Thanksgiving dinner.
Yeah, I'm looking for a new spot. You know,
yeah.
Why not? This next laser story is out of the real-life world of Harry Potter. Ooh. If you don't know the nuances of the Harry Potter world, Dementors are evil, magical beings that fly around in black cloaks and suck all the happiness out of good people.
Oh.
That's probably what I am.
Yeah, I was just going to say, did you just describe yourself?
Yeah, I've been trying to figure out what I am because I don't feel human most of the time. Maybe I'm a Dementor.
Maybe anyway, you need a black cloak.
I've always wanted one. A few days ago, someone in Essexville, Michigan, called the police to report a Dementor flying around a local children's park.
The person told
911 that they were serious about it and asked the cops to investigate. And when police showed up, they found the culprit immediately. It turned out to be a black garbage bag stuck in a tree. Dementor makes much more sense, though, you know?
Yeah, I think so, too. That's what I would jump to.
And because it was windy that day, it kind of looked like that bag was flying. Okay. The cops were nice enough not to arrest the person who called them, wasting their time.
Yeah.
They got the bag out of the tree and left. This next laser story is out of the land of love. According to a new survey, the average couple is romantic with their partner for almost 70 minutes a week.
That's
70
sweet.
Times. 70 times. That's amazing.
I think we need to have a talk later.
Oh, wow, dude.
Seems very high.
Yeah, about how that works for most people.
Maybe they're including all the foreplay and awkward conversation afterwards as part of that total. I don't know. Regardless, it's an average of 9 times per month, lasting about 33 minutes each time.
That's pretty good.
Multiply it out, that means the average couple is becoming intimate 108 times a year for a total of about 60 hours. The survey also found that 52% of couples almost always schedule when they're going to be intimate.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh. I mean, once you get kids and you have 2 jobs,
yeah,
it's like a workout, man. You've got to fit it in, and sometimes...
I've got so much to do today.
Yeah.
Can we reschedule that?
Oh, yeah.
Like, I'll send you an invite request for a meeting for next Tuesday. But only 1 out of 5 find that scheduling it makes it more romantic than just letting it happen spontaneously.
Yeah.
I know someone who always schedules it out.
Turtle humping a shoe.
Yep, that's the sound of a turtle humping a shoe. Right on schedule, right on time. Meaning that Laser Stories has come to an end for the day. We'll do it again same time on Wednesday.